Gemara at the bottom of Chazayin and Allah going on to the Yamid Bey is quotes Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about two interesting cases, two interesting halachas. First of all, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Ein Yotze Misukkah LeSukkah, that you're not allowed to go out from your sukkah and go into another sukkah. You have to sit in the same sukkah for Zayin Yom, the entire Yom Tov. And he also says that Ein Osin Sukkah B'chol HaShemor, that you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. You have to build a sukkah before Yom Tov and then sit in it for the entire Yom Tov. And the Chachamim argue on both points. They say that Yotzim is Sukkah L'Sukkah and Osin Sukkah B'chol HaShemor. What's the Machlokas of that? Rabbi Eliezer holds that Ein Yotzim is Sukkah L'Sukkah and Ein Osin Sukkah B'chol HaShemor. What's that based on? So the Gemara says that he dashes the Pasuk Chagasukos Tas L'Chashivas Yom. Asay Sukkah HaRu'uya L'Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to make a Sukkah that's Ru'uya L'Shiva. So the question is, which din is that Tam going on? Which din is the Jerusha going on? So all the Rishonim seem to say, Rishonim right over here, they seem to say, Rabbi Eliezer certainly uses that time to explain which halacha? The halacha that ain osin sukkah b'chol HaShemoy. That sukkah is not Ru'uya L'Shiva, because it's not, doesn't exist for 7 days. So that definitely is nesmai from the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Tas L'Chashiv HaSyam. The question is, the other halacha, that ain yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, is that also based on the fact that you need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, Chag HaSukkos Tas L'Chashiv HaSyamim, or is there another reason for that halacha? So that's the machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says that that's also derived from Chag HaSukkos Tas L'Chashiv HaSyamim. Both halachas are derived from this din of sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. It's a little strange. According to Rashi, what does it mean, sukkah haru'uya l'shiva be'inan? What, ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah? It is ru'uya l'shiva. You built it before Yom Tov. It can be sat in for 7 days. You're just going to leave and go into another sukkah. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. You have to say that the lashon of sukkah haru'uya l'shiva be'inan is lav dafka. For this halacha, what Rebbe Eliezer really meant is that asay sukkah l'shiva. That you need a sukkah for 7 days, and if your sukkah is not going to be for 7 days, then it's going to be passes. It doesn't work out so well with the lashon of the Gemara, according to Rashi. Comes the Meiri and says maybe that halacha is not based on sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds that ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah because if you do so, that'll be a bizayon for the first sukkah. And that's exactly the point, that this drasha really is only explaining the second halacha of ein osin sukkah b'chol HaShemoy. But the fact that ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, that's a different din, that it will be a bizayon of the first sukkah, and that's why you're not allowed to leave the first sukkah and go into the second sukkah. That works out better in the lashon of sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. The problem is it doesn't work out so well in the fact that the Gemara seems to quote the drasha for both halachas. It's difficult according to both shitas. There's some parts of Rebbe Eliezer's shita that work out according to one, and some that work out according to the other. There is a third sheet over here, and that's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, you know why ain osin sukkah b'chol HaShemoy? Not because of Chag HaSukkos Tas L'Chashiv HaSyam. Yerushalmi, he's not working with the pasuk. What does he say? What does it say? Ein osin sukkah b'chol HaShemoy. Why? Knas. The Beleza holds that they consent the individual. And if he didn't make a sukkah on the Erev Yom Tov, then we don't allow you to make the sukkah on Chol HaMoed. It's like a din d'rabban. Doesn't sound like it's a din d'oraisa. It's a knas ba'alma that the Chachamim want to make sure that you have a sukkah for Kol Shiva. So therefore they say that if you didn't build a sukkah on Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, so then you can't be Yitzchak, so you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Aknas the Rabban. That's the reason for the second halacha, Veinos and Sukkah B'chol HaShemoy. And what's the reason for Ein Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah, according to the Yerushalmi? Not clear. What do you think? What do you think? Does the Yerushalmi learn like the Meiri or like Rashi? Does the Yerushalmi assume that Rebbe Eliezer holds Ein Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah because Sukkah L'Shiva Be'inan? Or is it Ein Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah because of Bizayon HaSukkah? What do you think?
It's more like
the Meiri. The Meiri, why?
It's a bizayon, so it's like.
Well, it's not like it could be. I say sukkah l'shiva.
What?
If
it was from the pasuk, then I want to be a knas. It would be like
mavera. Okay. What's another reason? One, maybe he holds like the Meiri and Arashi. What do you think? Yes.
If the sukkah built on chol moed isn't in violation of Shabbos Yom Tov, then just going from one sukkah to another, obviously.
Exactly. Or to say it in the reverse direction. If you assume that Ein Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah is learned from the pasuk that you need a sukkah l'shiva. So So then you don't need a knas to explain why you can't be bona sukkah b'chol ha-shamoy. It's poshut. Sukkah b'chol ha-shamoy is not a sukkah l'shiva, so it's a davar poshut that also is possible, and that's not only a din d'rabbana, that should be a din d'araisa. Right? That's what you meant, Eli, right? Right? That if you hold that the reason why ain yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah is because you need a sukkah l'shiva, so then ain bona sukkah b'chol ha-shamoy because it's not a sukkah l'shiva. It's a davar poshut, no? Has to be like that. One automatically leads to the other. I mean, it's still a chiddush to say that ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah is not that sukkah, you need a sukkah ru'uya l'shiva. It is ru'uya l'shiva. No. It means I say sukkah l'shiva. Make your sukkah for 7 days. But if that's why ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, so then ein bon and sukkah b'chol shamoyed, obviously, because it's not a sukkah l'shiva. You don't need a knas. Yerushalmi thinks up this knas, the Rabbanan. That's why in bon and sukkah b'chol shamoy. It sounds like the Rishalmi is learning like the Meiri, that the reason why in yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah is because of bizayin asukkah. Bizayin asukkah, that's true about yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, but not true about osin sukkah b'chol shamoy. That's why the Rishalmi had to come onto the knas. The Meiri says no. The Meiri is learning. The Meiri is explaining the Bavli. The Bavli is different than the Rishalmi. The Bavli quotes the pasuk. So the Meiri is beholden to the pasuk and the Bavli. He has to apply it to something. So he says the pasuk of sukkah l'shiva, of sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, that applies to ein bon and sukkah b'chol shemoy. But ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, that's because of bizayim. But the Yerushalmi doesn't learn it's based on a pasuk. Yerushalmi says that ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah is based on bizayim, and ein bon and sukkah b'chol shemoy is not based on the pasuk, but rather based on knas. Okay, these are the three shittas that are... Three shittas in the sugya, right? Rashi learns both halachas are based on chag asukos tas b'choshivas yamim. Asay sukkah l'shiva yamim, so you can't leave the sukkah and you can't build the sukkah chol ha-shamoy. The Meiri says that ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah is based on what? Bizayon asukah. You're being mevaz of the first sukkah by leaving, but ein bon and sukkah b'chol ha-shamoy is based on the pasuk. He's explaining the Bavli based on the pasuk that you need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. Sukkah that you build a chol ha-moed is not royal l'shiva because you're not going to have it for 7 days. And the Yerushalmi is a third approach. The Yerushalmi starts from the other end. The Yerushalmi says that ain't bonus sukkah b'chol shemoed is because of a kanas, because he didn't build a sukkah to begin with. So we just suggest that the Yerushalmi must be learning like the Meiri in the other halacha, ben yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, that's only because of bizayon. Because if it's because of the fact that you need a sukkah l'shiva, so then it's a davar poshut that minat Torah. A sukkah b'chol shemoy would also be possible because it's not a sukkah l'shiva. So why the Yerushalmi have to come onto the Knas? He must learn like the Meiri in the other halach. Okay, these are the three different sheets. We mentioned that the reason why the Meiri didn't like Rashi's approach is because he looked at the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rebbe Leza holds that sukkah haru'uya l'shiva be'inan. So he says, how can Ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah be based on sukkah haru'uya l'shiva be'inan? It is a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. It is a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. So that's why you have to suggest a different approach. There is something in the Gemara that perhaps motivated Rashi to give his approach. Okay, what motivated Rashi? Why did Rashi feel so compelled to say that both halachas are stemming from the pasuk? Okay, you could say pasha because that's what the Gemara says. My time at the Rebbe Lezer, pasuk. It sounds like the pasuk is referring to both halachas. But there's another comment of the Gemara that maybe have led Rashi in a direction. Before we get to the Braisa of Zayin Amar Aleph on the bottom, the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, Shol apachabah shel Agripa Samelach es Rabbi Eliezer, kigon ani sheini rogel lechol el suda achas bayom, mao sheocha suda achas bepote. Agripa says, apachabah says to Rabbi Eliezer, I know you hold that you have to eat Yudal at Sudas, but I normally eat just one meal, so can I do that? Rabbi Elazar told him, what, normally you have a lot of snacks and other things, and you eat a lot of foods, and now, l'chvod Hashem, you can't add another Suda? Add a Suda. Maybe for you it's not normal, but it's an interesting statement. It sounds like he's saying, Teshu Kain Tadu is a function of most people, right? If most people eat a suda achas v'yom, a suda achas b'layla, even if you individually only eat one suda, you still should have two. So he tells the apotropos, you should really have two suddas. Achas bayam v'achas balayla. You should have a total of 14 suddas. This was the raya that Tosas brought. Rebbe Lezer was not chosable from the 14 suddas. Did you see? He tells the apotropos that he should have the 14 suddas, right? Sounds like even the maskana he holds there 14 suddas. How can you be docha the raya, just parenthetically? How can you be docha the raya? Rebbe Lezer may have been chosable after the story. Maybe the story is before he was chosable, and then he was chosable afterwards. It's no raya from the story, really. It's mashma a little bit that he wasn't chosable, but if the story occurred before the chazara, so then it's not such a rai.
Or that he's closer to the concept of having sit in the sukkah for 14, but not the chiyuv suda.
No. That's exactly what Tosfos says. Okay. But the other rishonim who say no, Rebbe Lezer was chosable from the 14 sudas. It's not against the beferish gemara. That's Tosfos' fourth kasha. So it could be that this story occurred before the chazara. Afterwards, Rebbe Lezer was chosaba. It's just parenthetically, that's the way to be docha that rai. But then there's a second part to the story. Od shalo, the apotropos says another shayla. Kigon anish, yesh li shtei noshim, achas b'tver v'achas b'tzipori, v'yesh li shtei sukkas, achas b'tver v'achas b'tzipori. Ma'o sheitzim misukka l'sukka v'epot. He asked Rebbe Lezer, can I go misukka l'sukka? I want to spend time with my wife in Tzipori and my wife in Tver. Can I go from Sukkah to Sukkah? I'm a law. Rebbe Lezer told him, no. Lo, Shani Yomer, Kol Yotzim Yisukkah to Sukkah, Bito Mitzvah Sashor Yishon. I hold that Ein Yotzim Yisukkah to Sukkah, and if you go from Yisukkah to Sukkah, you're Mavatel the Mitzvah Rishon. You're Mavatel the Mitzvah that you sat in the first Sukkah. Rebbe Lezer L'Shitasa. He told him what a Shit is. I hold that Ein Yotzim Yisukkah to Sukkah, so don't go from Yisukkah in Tveria to your sukkah and Tzipori, you gotta stay one sukkah the entire Yom Tov. What's interesting about this response that he gave? He not only told him that I hold a yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, what does he say? I hold kol yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah bitel mitzvosa shorishon. If you leave your first sukkah, go to the second sukkah, then you will mavata l'mafreya even the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of sitting in the first sukkah. That's a very interesting halacha. Why should that be true? You sat in the sukkah. You sound this, but why should that be true? Why should that be true? If you hold it, the reason why you're not allowed to leave the first sukkah is why? The Meiri. If you hold it, it's because of what? Help me now.
It's
because of Bizayin HaSukkah. What, because of Bizayin HaSukkah? So I was Mavazel the sukkah. I did the wrong thing, but that's Mavatel my mitzvah. It's Mavatel the first mitzvah that I sat in the first sukkah. Why? It says he was Mavazel the sukkah. Why is that? What's Mashma? Mashma like Avi?
Shiva Yamin.
Exactly. Rashi. If you learn like Rashi, it's Mamish Galat. It's beautiful. Rebbe Lezer holds that I say Sukkah l'shiva. You need a Sukkah l'shiva. Rebbe Lezer, if you leave your Sukkah, go to another Sukkah, you mavatal mitzvah rishona, because it turns out that Sukkah was not a Sukkah l'shiva. So you mavatal mitzvah rishona l'mafreya. It's Mamish Givaldik. So it could be that's also what was motivating Rashi to learn his pshat. Because from the story, it's mashma that the yeshiva sukkah of all 7 days is mitzvah achas. It's one chativa. It's one unit. And that's why if you leave the sukkah and go to another sukkah, you're not just mevaza the mitzvah. You're mevaza the first mitzvah because now the sukkah is not a sukkah l'shiva. How is the Meiri going to learn? How's the Meiri going to learn? Think about it. Meiri says it's just to be zayin sukkah, so why should you be mevaza mitzvah sarishon? What do you think?
Wasn't ever able to stand as a
person. Why not? He was able to stand. You were just mevaza. It's a why should I be mevatel my mitzvah rishona just because I left the sukkah?
He had planned beforehand to leave.
I think there's a simpler answer. The answer could be that the chachamim were mafkia the mitzvah. Chachamim say that if you're mevaza the sukkah, we're mafkia the mitzvah, that you can't. It turns out that you're not yotze the mitzvah. Right? Very often we find that the Chachamim say that in certain contexts you're not supposed to do a mitzvah. L'moshul, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Right? We don't blow shofar. Let's say a person blows shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Some of the Achronim say that you're not even yotze the mitzvah. That's it. If the Chachamim told you not to do the mitzvah and you do the mitzvah, it's not called a mitzvah. Chachamim have that koach. They tell you what to do. So if you don't uphold the rules of the Chachamim, if you don't play the game by the rules, the game. If you don't play life the way the Chachamim wants you to conduct yourself, the Chachamim says that's not a mitzvah. So the Chachamim set into motion this idea that if you're going to be Yotzei, if you're going to leave, right, not fulfill, if you're going to leave your sukkah, then l'mafreya, your mitzvah is not going to be called a mitzvah. Now we don't paskin like that. Rebbe Lezer holds like that, but maybe it's a din that the Chachamim will mafkia the mitzvah. It's a chiddush, but maybe that's the pshat. That's what you have to say according to Meiri Lachar, because if not, just because I was mevaza the first sukkah, that my first mitzvah is going to be mitzvah. But if you say it's a special din of the Chachamim, the Chazal will mafkir the mitzvah, okay, it's a din the Rabbanan. It breaks the rules because the Chachamim have that koach to break the rules. Okay. The Beleza holds that you need a sukkah l'shim. You need a sukkah l'shim. Quite a chiddush. Of course, we don't pass them like that. We hold that you can go from sukkah to sukkah. You can be invited out. It's okay. What would be the din? Let's say ba'ones. Let's say it was raining the first day. First night of sukkahs. It's not going to be a sukkah l'shim. But you can't be yotzei mitzvah sukkah anymore. Beleza holds that it has to be a sukkah l'shim. So let's say you can't... let's say ba'ones. Can't sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Rebbe Lezer would seem to say that there is no mitzvah sukkah. There's no value to sitting in the sukkah because you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. Interesting idea. Is there any situation where you don't have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days? Rebbe Lezer would admit that you don't have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Any situation?
Yeah.
Yes. Who said yeah? Yes.
The Ger and the Kotten.
The Ger and the Kotten. Excellent. That's the Gemara. Right? The Beleza and the Chacham have a machlokas whether you can be yotzei b'sukkah she'ula. Right, that's the next gemara. Tanya, Rebbe Leza omek shem shein adam yotzei dechavos b'yom tev rishon shel chag b'lulova shel haver. Dechziv lakachtam lachem b'yom harishon priyei tzadam. Kapos temar mishalachem. Kach in adam yotzei dechavos b'sukkosu shel haver. Dechziv chag asukkos tansat l'chashivaz yomim. Mishalcha. Rebbe Leza holds that you need lachem. Lachem in dalet minim on yom tev rishon. Yom tev rishon. Lachem in dalet minim on yom tev rishon. And Lachem and Sukkah Kol Shiva. Rebbe Leza Shita. The fourth interesting Shita Rebbe Leza has. Four Shitas, right? Yud Dalet Sudas, at least in the beginning. It's Shaila whether it was Chosev or not. Tashlumen. Ein Yoz Misukkah L'Sukkah V'Enos Misukkah Kol Shemoy. And now Lachem by Sukkah. It's a tremendous Chidushim Rebbe Leza has over here. And the Chacham disagree. The Chacham Omri, and Avish Omri, Ein Adam Yotzi De Chavosa, Beyond Tavishim, Lova Shal Chavero, Avil Yotzi De Chavosa, Besukoso Shal Chavero. Chacham say Lulav and Sukkah not the same. By Lulav on Yom Tavishon, Lukachtem Lochem, you need Lochem. Has to belong to you. Sha'ul doesn't work. If you borrow the Lulav and Esekah, it doesn't work. You gotta get it. You gotta be Konen. But Sukkah doesn't have to be Lochem. It doesn't have to belong to you. You can have a Sukkah Sha'ula. You can borrow a Sukkah from someone, or you can sit in someone else's Sukkah. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him. No problem. The chsiv kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. Malamit shekol Yisrael re'uyim leishu basukah achas. Kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael. Everyone, all of Klal Yisrael, can sit in one sukkah. So come the Chachamim and say, obviously, sukkah she'ula is k'sheira. Why? It's actually a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, but let's just look at Rashi. Why is the sukkah she'ula k'sheira? The mashma sukkah achas l'chol Yisrael she'yeshu ba b'zeh achar zeh. Kol ha'ezel b'Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael can't sit in one sukkah. Right? Now she's not assuming we're going to have a tremendous sukkah. He's assuming having a basic sukkah. A normal size sukkah. Or maybe even the minimal size sukkah. Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. All of Klal Yisrael can't sit in there. So they're going to be yotze b'zachar zeh? So Rashi, v'yev shesheyeh l'chulan. It's impossible that you belong to all of them. Glamoti shavapruta lecholchad ella al yedei sheela. You're not going to have a shavapruta for each person without sheela. I mean, how much is the sukkah worth? So unless you borrow one from the other, you're not going to be able to own it together. So that's the raya called Ezra b'Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkah. So that's a raya that sukkah sheula works according to the Chacham. Interesting shita. Tosis talks about it, not for now. It's a very interesting sheet of how Rashi is learning Kol Ha'ezer. V'rabbonan hai l'cha my darshi bein. Rebbe Lezer darshan's l'cha. The Rabbonan darshan Kol Ha'ezer. So what did the Rabbonan do with l'cha? Mibay le l'ma'utek zula. Habal she'u l'ksiv Kol Ha'ezer. The Rabbonan say l'cha is l'ma'utek zula. Can't be yotze the sukkah the zula. Kol ha'ezach is mar b'shula. Rebbe Lezer, hi kol ha'ezach my avilei. Mibayle legershin is gai ben time, v'chadnishin is gadol ben time. Rebbe Lezer uses kol ha'ezach as a ribuy to be mar b'what? Not sukkah shula. To be marba, that even though I normally say that, ain't no sin sukkah b'chol ha'shamoed, but gershin is gai ben time, and katan shin is gadol, they can build a sukkah b'chol ha'shamoed. They weren't ro'i, right? They weren't mechuyev in the mitzvah. Rashi says, "Masha'en came be mechuyev kodem lachem." Someone is mechuyev kodem lachem. It was ro'i for him to build the sukkah from the beginning. He has to have a sukkah l'shiva. But the gersh nizgad, katan nizgad of entayim, can build the sukkah on cholam loy. Rabbonin came and shamaros and sukkah b'chol shamoy lo istuchva. Why do the chachamim have to be marbe? The Gersh is Gara Kodesh is Gala because they hold you can build a Sukkah on Cholam Moed anyway, so you don't need the Ribuy. Rebbe Lezer needs the Ribuy. But how can the Ribuy work? If you need a Sukkah L'Shiva, so how's Gersh is Gaya and Kodesh is Nolad and Kodesh is Gadol, how can they build a Sukkah? Avi?
Machia, the Zion, you can hold like that, and it wasn't sale kosher, but it was Machia, the mitzvah over there.
It sounds like it's a Daraisa, though. Rebbe Lezer holds it in Daraisa, it has to be L'Shiva. Since it's in the rice, it has to be l'shiva, so why over here does it not have to be l'shiva?
Right, because we go in the Me'iri
and say that it wasn't, it's a busy. Didn't the Me'iri was talking about in Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah.
Right.
Both Rashi and the Me'iri were learning that Ein Bon and Sukkah B'chol Shemoed is a din, a halacha of Sukkah L'shiva being. So the Gershon is Gair and the Katan Shin is Gadel, they're not going to have a Sukkah L'shiva. What's the answer? What's the answer? It's not going to be a Sukkah L'Shiva, right? Can it be a Sukkah L'Shiva for them? Maybe Sukkah L'Shiva Be'ina means you need it to be a Sukkah for the maximum Zman HaMitzvah. So if your Zman HaMitzvah is not 7 days, then for you it's a Sukkah L'Shiva. Right? For the Gershon is Gair, the Kotten Shen is Gadil, even if the Ger is Nisgair on the second day of Sukkahs, so then it's a Sukkah L'Zmana. Sukkah L'Shiva doesn't mean Sukkah for 7 days. It means Sukkah l'chol zman ha-mitzvah. Rebbe Lezer says, Gershon is Gair, the Gzeres HaKosov of Kol HaEzrach reinterprets Chag HaSukkah Stas L'chashiv Ez Yomim to tell me that it has to be Sukkah HaRu'i l'chol zman ha-mitzvah. That's Sukkah l'shiva be'ina. So the Gershon is Gair, the Kotten Shin is Gadol, it will be Sukkah l'shiva. Sukkah l'zman ha-mitzvah. Avi.
With that, would a Gair be able to use a Sukkah al-Gabe Behema past the first day?
What does that mean?
Because we said you can't use it because it's not Rosh Hashiva, since you can't use it on Yom Rishon. But for him, Yom Rishon doesn't apply anyways, because he's a Ger Tzeh on Yom Shlishi.
So the sukkah that was built, Agabi Gomel, Agabi Behema, as long as it's Ro'i for all of the days that the Ger needs the sukkah, Lechara, he'd be Yotze with that, right? If you're not going to have any more Shabbosim in sukkah, so then Lechara, you should be able to be Yotze. Sokhi Arach Lener. It's only Gershon is Gaia and Kotten Shin is Gadol. Right, that's the only exceptions to the rule. Rebbe Lezer holds that onus, if someone is an onus, that he can't be Otsa. If he's an onus and he won't be able to sit in the sukkah for one of the days, so then he won't be able to be Otsa. That's what the Aruch Lener says. I think it's very difficult. It comes out, Rebbe Lezer would say that if you are the Gishamim on the first day of sukkah, forget about it, you don't have to bother. Nobody can sit inside the house. Because there is no mitzvah sukkah for you. You can only be yotzi with one sukkah for Zion Yanim. It's very difficult. Very difficult to say if someone is nenas, so then you can't be yotzi in the mitzvah sukkah anymore. Heichem motzinu davar kaze. Heichem motzinu. It's strange. The Mishnah says, yoradu geshamim, you can go into the bayis. It's not mashma that you can't go back out to the sukkah. Very strange. That you don't have a chiyuv to go back out to the sukkah if you want to have an achilas kebab. So what's the pshat? Rebbe Lezer holds that if yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, then he was mevatel mitzvah rishon. But onos, maybe onos, he doesn't say that you're mevatel mitzvah rishon. Why? Help me. Based on what we just said about gershon is gayer and katan shin is gadol, what do you think the pshat is? Yes, Evan.
It's a similar idea to the gear in that his shiva is now only 6 days.
Exactly. Why can't you just say that onus redefines the Zman HaMitzvah for this gav? It's not his prerogative. It's not his choice to leave the sukkah. He was nanas. He couldn't sit in the sukkah. So for him, maybe the shiva, the zman hamitzvah, is less. Rebbe Lezer just told that it has to be a sukkah for the entire zman hamitzvah. If someone is onus in one day, if you're the geshaim, it's not the zman hamitzvah for him then. It's not the zman hamitzvah. It's still a sukkah l'shiva, a sukkah for zman hamitzvah for that gavra. So who says that the mitzvah is going to be misbatel by an onus? Rebbe Lezer just said, if you of your own volition leave the first sukkah, then you're mevatel the first mitzvah. You're mevatel the first yeshiva sukkah. But if you're nenas, and that's why you couldn't sit in the sukkah, that's not baba cheshbon. That's not part of the. That's not part of the mitzvah. It's not part of the zman hamitzvah. If it's not part of the zman hamitzvah, it's still a sukkah l'shiva because it's a sukkah for the entire zman hamitzvah. Comes the Gemara and says there's one case that everyone agrees that you don't need a sukkah l'shiva. What is that? Falls. Aside from Gersh and his Gair and Kotin Shin is Gana, right? If it falls, exactly. Yeah. Falls. Shovin Shin Nafla Shachozu Bono Sabachol Shin. Okay, so now we have to address this prat in the Gemara. We have a basic understanding of the Shitas, the different halachas, the Svaras back and forth. Now we have to understand where they agree. In the regular case, not in a Gershonis guy or a Kotchenis Gala, but a regular Jew who was a Jew from the beginning. Rebbe Lezer admits, even for the regular Jew, that Nafla Shechozu Bonosa B'chol Hashemayim. It's a fact of Gemara Pshita. What's the Hava mean? Of course, it's Nafla. Pshita. No. Ma'u detayma hayachrita hivein l'shiva kamash malah. Now, I think that it's not so poshut. I think that it's not the same sukkah. Rebbe Lezer holds in Yotzei Misukkah L'Sukkah. You have to have a sukkah l'shiva. Let's take the Parshim Shah now, Rashi, right? It has to be a sukkah l'shiva, right? It's not a sukkah l'shiva, you built a new sukkah. It's a new sukkah. You had one sukkah, now you have another sukkah. So I think that if considered another sukkah, kamash malon. Comes Tosfos and says, yesh svarim shekosu b'hem kamash malon, kevin debididah ka'ovid, ihihi. There's svarim that add to the Gemara, but there's a Tosefus in the Gemara. Kevin, to be the dark of it, that since you're building it, since you're rebuilding it with the same wood, it's the Zelba Sukkah, it's the same Sukkah as before. Mashma says to us, Levisha Bonos of Osan Eitzim. Sounds like the only time Rebbe Lezer is Moda, Shabon Sukkah Choshamoid, is if you rebuild it with the same Eitzim. But let's say the Sukkah got totally destroyed, and you gotta rebuild it, and you gotta build it again, build it fresh with new Eitzim. Rebbe Lezer would not admit that that's kosher. That's a new Sukkah. Not the old sukkah. It's only if ka'ovid b'didah, only if you rebuild it with the same wood. That's Tosis's understanding of the Gemara. That's his girsa. Comes to Rashash and says, you know, from Rashi you don't get the impression that he's learning like that. Why not? What do you think? What does Rashi say? Mahu d'tema hayachriti vein l'shiva kamash malon. Okay, Rashi doesn't add the extra of the Gersa, but it's more than that. What does Rashi say? Ho'il v'yashiva b'yamte v'zula hashlem hi sukkah shiva v'zula hashlem hi sukkah shiva karina ve shiva shlomin l'rishona hi. Rashi says, since you sat in the first sukkah on yamte, v'zula hashlem hi, and this is, the second one is a tashlumin, to finish off the job, it's sukkah shiva karina ve. Sukkah shiva karina ve. Dr. Ashash, what's Rashi saying? Is the reason why Rebbe Lezer's Modi can be bonus sukkah b'chol shemoyd if it falls down because you're building with the same wood? Doesn't sound like that. What makes it one sukkah? Right? The kamash malon is that it's not viewed as a different sukkah. It's not Yotzei Misukkah L'Sukkah. You're going back to the original sukkah. Why? Because you're building it with the same wood? No. Nope. Doesn't sound like it's an issue of building with the same wood, but rather that the yeshiva sukkah in the second sukkah is to be mashlin the first mitzvah. You had the first mitzvah. You didn't leave the first sukkah, it fell by itself. So now you're rebuilding the first sukkah, even if it's not with the same wood. But your rebuilding of the first sukkah is a tashlumin for the first mitzvah that was taken away from you. As long as it's a tashlumin for the first mitzvah, that's called a sukkah shiva. Bechiddush. Because you would say it's a different sukkah. No, that's the kamash malon. Kamash malon is, since your yeshiva in the second sukkah is a tashlumin for the first. Why do I call it a tashlumin? If I'm Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah, it's a different sukkah. One is not a tashlumin for the other. It's mamish a different sukkah. Here, I'm building a new sukkah because I've lost the first sukkah. I can't sit in the first sukkah. The Beleza says, if I'm building a new sukkah because I've lost the first sukkah, that's called a sukkah shiva because it's coming as a tashlumin for the first sukkah. Rashi doesn't say that you have to build it with the same wood. It sounds like the nafkamina between Rashi and Taisis is whether you would have to build it with the same wood. According to Taisis, Rebbe Lezer holds that if you don't build it with the same wood, then taka, you don't have the mitzvah. And bitul mitzvah so rishoni, for mitzvah is gone, it's not a sukkah l'shiva, you have to rebuild it with the same wood. Rashi says, the way the Rashash understands Rashi says, no, you have to rebuild it with the same wood. Even if you don't rebuild it with the same wood. You lost the first sukkah, so if the second yeshiva, the second sukkah is coming as a tashlum, and for the first, that's already a hemshech, it's considered a sukkah shiva, even if you're not going to rebuild it the same way. What's the Yerushalmi going to say? I had a Yerushalmi. Ein bone in sukkah b'chol shemoy. Why? Talk to Yerushalmi, why? Ein bone in sukkah b'chol shemoy. Chag ha-sukkah stas m'chol shivas yam. Why? It's not because of Chag HaSukkah Stas on Jerusalem. What's the time of the Yerushalmi, remember? Knas, exactly that. Knas! The Chachamim can't sin you. Would you have to rebuild it with the same wood according to the Yerushalmi? No, because what Knas? What would you have to rebuild? If it fell, it's not because of you. You didn't build it on Chol HaMoed. You're forced into the situation, right? It's not that you didn't build a sukkah before Yom Tov and then you're going to start to wake up and build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. If you weren't Poshea, anytime there's no Pshia, Chazal don't put a knas on you. Yerushalmi would hold like Rashi's version, that you don't have to rebuild with the same wood. Yerushalmi says it. Yerushalmi says it beferish. That's the Loshon of Yerushalmi. Tani b'shem Reb Lezer, Mishlo Rasa Sukkosu be'erev haregel, al yasena b'regel. Tani bar kapara nafla sukkos of a regal yikimena v'regal. Rebbe Lezer holds you're not supposed to make the sukkah on Yom Tov. I bar kapara says that nafla you can. Rebbe Acha b'shem Rebbe Chinina knas konso Rebbe Lezer shlo osa sukkos of me'erev haregal. Rebbe Lezer put it. Wait, Rebbe Lezer. The Chachamim put a knas on the individual because he didn't make the sukkah before Yom Tov. So that's why if it fell, you can build it on Chol HaMoed because they didn't put a knas on you because you weren't poshea. You weren't poshea, so they didn't put a knas on you. So then, of course, you can rebuild it on Yom Tov. Questions? Okay. One final nekuda. The Gemara seems to say that the whole issue over here is whether sukkah haru'uya l'shiva ve'inah. Rebbe Lezer says you need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, sukkah l'shiva, as we described. And the Chachamim say, no, there's no such halacha b'chla. Rebbe Lezer has these two chidushim. We address them at great length. What's the tam of each chidush, and where does he agree? The exceptions, the gershon isgar, the katan shin isgadel, the regular individual, nafla sukkah, so he can rebuild it. Now let's go to the Chachamim. The final word is we have to look at the Chachamim. That's what we pass on like anyway. Right? The Chachamim say that Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah, Osen Sukkah B'Chol HaShemoy, because the Chachamim hold, you don't need a Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva. And that's how we pass it. Frektim and Cheschinoch and other Achronim, is that really true? What the Chachamim hold, you don't need a Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva? You forgot the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara Chav Gimel Amin Aleph seems to assume that everyone says that Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva B'Yin. Which Gemara? Who Gemara? What? Is a machlokas tanoim, what's the din? Can you make a sukkah al gabe gomel? That's what Avi was referring to. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah al gabe gomel is possible. Rabbi Meir says that it's kosher. The Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, says that it's kosher. Right? Ha'osu sukkosu b'rosh ha'golo b'rosh ha'sfina k'sheira v'ol l'biyamtev b'rosh ha'ilan o al gabe gomel k'sheira v'ein ol l'biyamtev. Forget about whether you can use it on Yom Tov or not, but the Mishnah says that it's kosher. Agabe Gomel is kosher. So the Gemara says, Masnisin Rabbi Meir. The Tanya host is a gosu Agabe Behemah, Rabbi Meir, Masha Rabbi Yehuda Posa. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Korcha, gosu gosu tas l'chashvah, siyavim sukkah haru'i l'shiva, shmo sukkah, shukkah shen haru'i l'shiva, lo shmo sukkah. Rabbi Meir, Hanami midaraisa mechzachazia v'rabbanon udegozuba. Rabbi Meir says, min haTorah, sukkah al gabi gamal is roi. Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. So one day of sukkahs, you're not going to use it. Midrabbanan, it's a psul derabbanan, but min haTorah, it's completely kosher. What's Masha from the Gemara? Everyone holds that sukkah haro'i l'shiva be'inan. The question is, a sukkah that's eino roi midrabbanan, is that called eino roi on a daraisa level? But if it would be eino ru'uya min haTorah, Avada will be puzzled. Bein l'Reb Yehuda, bein l'Reb Meir. So what's the Chacham saying over here? It sounds from our Gemara that the Chacham hold your own sukkah haru'i l'shiv. What's going on over here? It's the Chastira. From the Gemara, the Chav Gimel, sounds like everyone says that you need ru'i l'shiv. The question is, if it's ain't a ru'i midrabon, is that called ain't a ru'i on a deraisa level? But yet from our Gemara, it sounds like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim should mean Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. This is a standard Chachamim. Hold that you don't need a sukkah haru'i l'shiv. So what's going on? So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, a fundamental yisod. He says, no. Avada, the Chachamim hold that the sukkah be'atzmusa physically, intrinsically, has to be ru'i l'shiv. That's the Gemara and Daf Gimel, that's for sure. Our Gemara is not talking about sukkah haru'i l'shiv. Our Gemara is talking about, do you need a sukkah l'shiv? Not ru'i l'shiva, sukkah l'shiva. We keep on going back to the same idea, right? That sukkah ru'i l'shiva, that loshon in our Gemara is lab dafta. The Chachamim in our Gemara say you don't need a sukkah l'shiva. If the sukkah is ru'i l'shiva, but atzmusa, it's not al gabi gamol, and intrinsically you could use the sukkah for 7 days, you don't have to actually sit in the sukkah for 7 days. You can leave the sukkah. You can be born in the sukkah b'chol shemoed. As long as it's ru'i l'shiva intrinsically, you don't need a sukkah l'shiva. Right? If it's not ru'uya intrinsically l'shiva, l'chol zman mitzvasa, because there's a Shabbos, you're not going to be able to use it, so that might passel. But if it's ru'uya l'shiva intrinsically, come the Chachamim and they say, you don't need a sukkah l'shiva mamish. It doesn't have to be for 7 days. That's all the Chachamim are saying in our Gemara. It's not a stira. Really, the Chachamim agree that you need a sukkah ru'uya l'shiva, intrinsically, v'atzmus, it has to be ru'uya l'shiva. Just say, you don't have to sit in the sukkah l'shiva. You don't actually have to sit in the sukkah l'shiva. That's the machlokas that they have over here. But they really agree that ru'i l'shiva yitakaduni, as the Gemara d'Chav Gimel says. Okay, that's the end of this sukkah. Questions? Yes?
So, is a sukkah that's like around Ravas and stuff the same thing as a sukkah?
You mitztair? But you mitzvah from the robbers, so mitzvah is part of the sukkah. So if you hold like the Meiri, right, that's not something intrinsic to the sukkah. It could be a little external to the sukkah because it's due to circumstances. So it's not intrinsically a problem in the sukkah. So if you hold like the Mordechai, that if it's Eina Ru'uya L'chol Tashmishim, then you can't use it for any Tashmish, then it would be possible. But if you don't hold like that Mordechai, if you hold like the Chacham Tzvi, then it is Ru'uya L'shiva because Be'atzmusa there's no problem with it. There's no halachic problem with it. As opposed to sukkah al gabi gamol, there's a halachic problem with it. So it is ru'i l'shiva. The only thing is that that you're mitztayer. So if you hold that it's not ru'i l'chol tashmish because of mitztayer, and then you can't use it for any tashmish, then the sukkah will be possible. But if not, then the sukkah will be kosher. Right? That's a different shayla. Yes?
Also, follow. If you're in the sukkah, the whole sukkah's on the animal, then isn't it fine?
If you're in the sukkah on the animal,
isn't there a problem leaving the sukkah?
And you can't be olin la b'yomtif. Can't be all of you. Are you allowed to ride the animal on Yom Tov if you went on the animal from before Yom Tov? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you say so?
It's still
yeah, why would it make a difference if you're olin with the din of olin labi Yom Tov? You're not allowed to be mishtamish bebehem labi Yom Tov. Not allowed to be mishtamish bebehem. I don't see why there's a difference. I don't see why there's a difference. You can go on a sfina. You can go on the agolo. You can be olin labi Yom Tov, but why should you be able, what, if you're in the treehouse or before Yom Tov, so then it's mutter. Bechor, you can't be all of the Elam. We're afraid that you might tear off a branch. And you're not allowed to be on the behemoth either. Bechor, it should be a problem. Shem, yeah, so.
Yeah, we said that the Yerushalmi seems like he would read like Rashi because it matches up that way. But could we say the same thing about the Meiri? Because once the first sukkah goes down, there's no worry of Bizayim because it's not like around anymore. That's why you have to go to build a new sukkah.
No, but the idea of bizayon according to Meiri only relates to the first halacha of ein yotz and yisukkah l'sukkah. That's a bizayon. To build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, why is that a bizayon? That, according to everyone except Yerushalmi, right? According to all the Rishonim in the Bavli, that's based on the Pasuk, that you need a Sukkah L'Shiva, right? That's based on the Pasuk. Sometimes it's very kedai to chart things out. I'm not going to take the time out now, but if you chart it out, you'd see how it all lines up. Right, that the Me'iri and Rashi are both learning that Ein Osin Sukkah B'chol Shemoy, that's based on Sukkah L'Shiva Ve'ina. Machlokas is about Ein Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah. Yerushalmi argues with Ein Bonin Sukkah B'chol Shemoy. They said that's a knas. He said that the other halacha, according to Yerushalmi, the stum is like the Me'iri, because if it's that you need a Sukkah L'Shiva, then Sukkah L'Shiva should have been enough for the other halacha too. Yes, sir.
For the Me'iri, when my mitzvah of Sukkah is uprooted by the Chachamim for Bizayon, does that mean that the mitzvah that I'm doing now of Sukkah is like a good mitzvah of Sukkah, or it's all one?
But the Lezer holds that if you go Misukkah L'Sukkah, then your second mitzvah is certainly possible. Right, once I was Mavaza the first mitzvah, the Chiddush is that I'm even Mavata the first mitzvah, but the second mitzvah Avada. Once I was Mavaza the Sukkah, then I can't do the mitzvah of Sukkah anymore. The Chiddush is even the first mitzvah, which I did already, is also batal. I would say that mitzvah is still kayim, but mikan lahaba, you can't do the mitzvah sukkah. So comes the Gemara and says, no, even that's going to be batal too. Even the original mitzvah is going to be batal.
What exactly is the bizarre from the Me'iri, just going from one sukkah to the next sukkah?
Yeah, the mitzvah of sukkah is for 7 days, but sukkah is teishu shivas yam. And now you're leaving the sukkah. You're saying, I don't want to sit in the sukkah anymore. I want to try a new one. I want to try something new. You know, I tried that vacation on that cholam. Oh, yeah, I want to have a different vacation. I mean, there's no bizayim when it comes to vacation. But right, to leave the first sukkah, what happens? It's an affront to the sukkah. But blessed holds. Like the Chacham says, it's not an affront to the sukkah. You're leaving the first sukkah to go somewhere else. Yes.
If we hold, like, from the year that Rabbi actually needs ass to be fit for all 7 days, then if the sukkah breaks, doesn't that mean that the sukkah was batal because it wasn't able to last
all
7 days?
The Beleza is Mechadesh that if you didn't leave the sukkah of your own volition, or rather it fell, so then the new sukkah is a hemshech of the old sukkah. So we said this in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, under what circumstances is it viewed as a new sukkah? If I rebuild it with the same wood, or even if I didn't rebuild it with the same wood? Because if the second sukkah is coming as a tashlumin for the first sukkah, so maybe that's viewed as one hemshech. It's viewed as one sukkah.
But the sukkah wasn't actually fit for 7 days.
But it is, because if the second sukkah is a hemshech of the first sukkah, it's one sukkah. It's a sukkah for 7 days.
I'm really interested. What was the Hezra of Mechogis and Parker between the Rebbe and the Kohen according to the Minchas Chinuch?
According to the Minchas Chinuch. No, the Minchas Chinuch was just saying that even the Chachamim hold that the sukkah be'atzmusa has to be re'uya l'shiva. They just hold you don't need a sukkah l'shiva. You don't actually have to sit in it for 7 days. Rebbe Lezer says you have to sit in it for 7 days. And if you leave the sukkah, you will mevatel the first mitzvah. If you build the sukkah on Chol Shemoy, you will mevatel the first mitzvah. The Chachamim say, no, you don't have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days, but you have to make a zah sukkah that is ro'oi to be sat in for 7 days. So it's not a gabi gomel, it's ro'oi, and then it's perfectly kosh. Okay. The Gemara of Zayin on the Beis that we read to get to Gershon Isgai or Kotshon Isgadel mentions the final Machlokes Rebbe Lezer and Chacham. Right, and that's Sukkah Sheula. Right, Rebbe Lezer holds that you can't be Yotzei B'Sukkah Sheula, and the Chacham said that you can't be Yotzei B'Sukkah Sheula. Sukkah Sheula, but the Chachamim agree that Sukkah Gezula is possible. Sukkah Sheula is kosher. But Sukkah Gezula, the Chachamim agree, is going to be possible. L'chol ma'ute Gezula. Rebbe Lezer says L'chol ma'ute Sheula, and the Chachamim says L'chol ma'ute Gezula. Says Rashi on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Ritva here, and other Rishonim point out, what's the case of Sukkah Gezula? Sukkah Gezula ha'metoltelis, something that's movable. Sukkah Barosh Argola, Barosh Asfina, it has to be something that you can steal. It can't be a Sukkah that's mechubal l'karka, because there's no din gzeila by karka. So we're talking about a sukkah metulteles, a sukkah that's movable. Sukkah that's movable, you can steal. So here, everyone holds that this sukkah gezula you can't be yotzi with. L'chol l'ma'utei gezula. L'chol l'ma'utei gezula. Rishonim on Daf Tes, where this gemara is also, this drush is also quoted, Rishonim they ask an eisen kash. Paisis there. Hahumi boilei l'ma'utei gezula. Heima fractaises and testament out, tape clay, we should have a mitzvah, babaveira. Why did the Chacham need the Cholamut Exula? Tape clay, it's a mitzvah, babaveira. That if you do a mitzvah through the Aveira, if the Aveira enabled the mitzvah, then the Aveira passels the mitzvah. Why do I need a special Xeris HaKos of L'cholamut Exula? It's the Chamitzvah B'Aveira. The Mehait time of Paslin on Esther Gagozel of Yom Tov Sheni, the Kamon B'Reish Luv HaGozel. Yomar Luv HaGozel passes Esther B'Yom Tov Sheni, Esther Gagozel B'Yom Tov Sheni. Esther Gagozel B'Yom Tov Rishon is possible because of what? B'Yom Tov Rishon, because of what? One word. Lachem, lachachtam lachem bayom harishon. But the din of lachem only applies bayom harishon, not bayom hasheni. So comes the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak, and I ask Taka, why is lulav gozel possibly bayom tefsheni? And the Gemara, the mitzvah b'aver. Vayishmai the gufa kasha, the kama bishlam bayom tefrishon bina lachem ishalachem el bayom tefsheni amai. Why bayom tefsheni is it possible mishani mishem davle mitzvah b'avera? It's a sukkah gzula also. Hashda im kain, lamali lachem mishalachem. Why do you need lachem? He means lecha. Right? Why do you need lecha mishalcha by sukkah lema'ut egzula? I'm sorry, take it back. Hashda im kain, lamali lachem mishalachem. Why do you need lukachtam lachem? Once you have the din of mitzvah babaveira, so then even beyond the frishon, why do you need lachem? Gozel is still going to be possible. Sacha mitzvah hababaveira. It says to Isis, no, me hasam ikalishni the itzuch lemeute shol. I need lachem to be memaid even lulav shol on yom tefrishon. On yom tefrishon, not only is lulav hagazel pasul, a lulav hashol is also pasul. I need lachem to be memaid lulav shol, but not by sukkah, right? Not by sukkah. Avogabi sukkah lekalishni hachi the rabbanan. The Chachamim hold you can be yotzi b'sukkah shu'ula. So if you can be yotzi b'sukkah shu'ula, I don't need lecha l'me'utei shu'ula because the taka is kosher. I need lachem, lekachtam lachem, I taka don't need for gozel, not b'yom tev sheni, nor b'yom tev rishon. Right, because once I have a din of mitzvah b'aveira, that works for both yom tov rishon and yom tov sheni. So what's lachem m'may by lulav? Shol. But sukkah shu'ula, the chachamim hold is kosher. We just said the gemara, right? The chachamim hold sukkah shu'ula is kosher. So sukkah shu'ula is k'sheira. So then, why should I need lachah? L'mut gzula, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. So gzula should be possible because it's a mitzvah b'aveira, and shu'ula is k'sheira. So what do I need lachah for? V'yei Shlomer says Taisus, the time of the mitzvah haba b'aver lav d'raisa ela midrabba. Taisus throws a bombshell out. Says, you know what the answer to this kasha? The kasha is so strong. What's this kasha? Chachamim say sukkah gzula is psula l'cholim ute gzula. In fact, Taisus says bach mitzvah haba b'aver, I don't need l'cha. Comes Taisus with a tremendous chiddush and says mitzvah haba b'aver is only a psul d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'raisa at all. Not a din d'raisa. What's it learnt out of? How do I know mitzvah b'aver is possible for a mitzvah? Possible the mitzvah. How do I know that? A pasuk, malachi, pasuk in nach. It doesn't say b'ferish that it's possible. In the third parak, the Gemara learns it from v'havesim gozol v'yasapiseach v'sachola gozol dum yud pisayach. You bring a pisayach. You bring not pesach. You bring a pisayach, right? You bring a behemoth that's lame. It's a balmum. It's possible as a carbon. So gozol dum yud pisayach. Pisach is possible for Hakrava Gazel also. That's an asmachta. It's not a posik in Chamisha Chumshe Torah. It's not even Divrei Kabbalah. It's not a posik in Divrei Kabbalah. It's an asmachta ba'alma. The whole thing is a din d'rabbana to begin with. The Chachamim want to show you that Sukkah Gezula is possible not only mid'rabbana but even mid'atorah. So what do they need to create a psul d'araisa? They need a posik. Mitzvah b'aver is not going to create a psul d'raisa. That's only a psul d'rabbana. That's why they need l'cha l'me'ut egzula. That's Tosfos. Questions? Okay? So Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos says, why do I need l'cha l'me'ut egzula? Typically it's a mitzvah b'aver. He says, no, mitzvah b'aver is a psul d'rabbana. I need l'cha to pass along a d'raisa. comes the Ritva and suggests other answers. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva quotes the Bali Tesis. They are enough tests. To me, a milsa frag the Ritva. Halamali kra tebeglei the havalei mitzvah abav averik edamina bekarban belulav. Tirtzu betaisis. The lekala meimer mitzvah v'chule mitzvah abavera. Ela bedover habol ratzos bekarban belulav. Kikarban belulav avalobishar mitzvahs. The Ritva quotes from the Bali Tesis that the did. The din of mitzvah b'aver is only said by Dover Habol Ratzos like carbon and lulav. Bali Taisis, not our Taisis. Different Bali Taisis. So there are many Bali Taisis. It's not our Tosis. Yes. It doesn't appear in our Taisis. I know, I only gave you the first part of Taisis, so you might think it's... No, it's not there. It's not there. It's the Ritva's Bali Taisis, a different sheep. Bali Taisis says the psula mitzvah b'aver is only by Dover Habol Ratzos like carbon and lulav. But not by other mitzvahs. Sukkah is not balaratzis. Carbon is balaratzis. Reach nichoach l'Hashem. Lulav is balaratzis. Well, what ritzui is there in lulav? What's he referring to? Lulav is balaratzis. Someone to suggest, the Rav, in a different context, wanted to suggest that maybe it's balaratzis because lulav, nanuim of lulav, come in conjunction with the halel. The halal is a ritzui. It's like part of the tefillah. It's part of tefillah. There's a ritzui. It's along similar lines to what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that shofar is kilifnim domi, that en katega nasa sanega is a problem by shofar. You can't blow shofar with a shofar shel pora because it's mazke the egel, because it's kilifnim domi. It's like an avoda. It's like a korban. It's a lulav also. The Yerushalmi says that lulav hayovesh is possible because lo hamesim yahal luka. A yovesh, a lulav hayovesh is like a mace. You can't be mahal hakadosh baruch with a lulav mace. You see that halel is part of the mitzvah of lulav. So that's like a ritzui. It's a chelik of tefillah. So lulav is balaratzis too. So the din of mitzvah of aver applies to korban and to lulav. He says, but not to other mitzvahs. It's learned that of Avesim Gozel V'yasa Pesach, a pasuk that refers to carbon. So from that, the Bali Tosfos says the mitzvah b'aver applies to carbon. V'chol adom alam, something that's coming l'ratzah. So lulav, because it's connected to halel, might be b'l'ratzos. So that's why the psula mitzvah b'aver applies. But the Ritva is troubled with that because he says the Yerushalmi claims the mitzvah b'aver applies to matzah gzula also. Matzah gzula is not b'l'ratzos. Matzah is no different than sukkah. There's no tefillah in the matzah. So tefillah in sukkah, I mean, in sukkah. It's not balaratzah, so why should the psula mitzvah of aver apply? So the Ritva comes around in the end to say, inami dafilu l'kulayam inami itzrich. Mishum debalulav asa rachmana gozol v'sho'ol v'chazina gavi sukkah d'shara rachmana medichziv kola ezov b'yisrael melamed shukha yisrael v'uim leishu v'sukkah achas havasaka daitin d'hu adin d'shara gzula v'lochosh mishum mitzvah v'aver, kevin she'ena ba'al ratzis. Kamash v'lam l'chol l'mut egzul. What's the Ritva saying? He says, sukkah is different than lulav. By lulav, gozel and sho'ol are both possible. Gozel and sho'ol are both possible. So because gozel and sho'ol are both possible, I wouldn't think that a mitzvah b'aver should be kosher, right? Sho'ol, the key is sho'ol. That even sho'ol is possible by lulav. By sukkah she'ula is k'sheira, by tzachacham. If sukkah she'ula is k'sheira, we see that we're being machshir more sukkahs over here. We're being machshir more sukkahs. So you would think that even gozel is going to be kosher as well. You'd think that the psula mitzvah b'aver shouldn't apply by sukkah. Because you find that sukkah she'ula is k'sheira, so you think maybe gzul is also k'sheira. Because it doesn't have to be sukkah shalcha. It doesn't have to be a sukkah shalcha. She'ula is k'sheira. Lulav does have to be shalcha. She'ula is not k'sheira. But sukkah she'ula is k'sheira. So you would think that maybe gzul should also be k'sheira. Maybe the psula mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply. Why? Because it's not balaratzis. So kamashmalan l'cha, what's the kamashmalan of the l'cha? What's the kamashwan of the lacha according to the Ritva? Kamashwan lacha that the psul of mitzvah b'avera applies over here. Right? Kamashvalan lacha with the gzula da filu b'davashin up alaratzos ika mishum mitzvah b'avera. The gzeras hakosuv is that mitzvah b'avera applies in this case. That's the gzeras hakosuv that mitzvah b'avera applies. I would think that because Sha'ula is Kshera, maybe Mitzvah Babavera is not a problem either. Kamashvan Lacha, that it is a problem. But even by Dabba Sheina Bolaratzos, the Psula Mitzvah Babavera does apply. So we have three sheep this year. Right? The Kasha is, why do I need Xeris HaKosav Lacha Lema'utek Zula? Typically it's a Mitzvah Babavera. So it says, Taisus, no, the Psula Mitzvah Babavera is only the Rabban. I need Lacha Lema'utek Zula to say that it's a Psula Darais. The Ritva quotes in the Bali Taisis that Mitzvah B'Avera only applies by Davar Habal Ratzos, like Korban and Lulav, but not by Sukkah. I need Lachol Mutek Zula because Mitzvah B'Avera won't apply to Sukkah. And then the Ritva himself says, no, it's over here, I would think, because Sukkah Shul is Kshera, maybe the Psula Mitzvah B'Avera doesn't apply. Kamash Malan Lacha, the Psula Mitzvah B'Avera does apply. It's almost like the Gezeres HaKosav of Lacha is teaching me that the Psula Mitzvah B'Avera applies even by a Dover She'ena B'Lerasis. Interesting idea. According to the Ritva's Pshat, if someone asks you, why do the Chachamim hold that a Sukkah Gezul is Psula? Why do the Chachamim say that a Sukkah Gezul is Psula? Why? So if you only read the Gemara of Chavzayin HaRezi, you'd say Lacha L'Mutek Zula, right? Lacha, it's a Gezeres HaKosav, it's a Pasuk. According to the last pshat in the Ritva, the final pshat, what's the real reason that Sukkah Gezula is Psula according to the Chachamim? Help me. What's the reason why Sukkah Gezula is Psula according to the Chachamim? Not just the Gzeres HaKosav. The Gzeres HaKosav is Megala something. What's a Megala? That the Sukkah Gezula is Psula because of Mitzvah B'Avera. Right? The Gzeres HaKosav L'cha is Megala that Mitzvah B'Avera applies even by Davar She'eino Bo L'Ratzos. It's not Gzeres HaKosav Ba'alma. The real reason that Sukkah Gezula is Psula according to the Ritva's Pshat, his own Pshat, is Mitzvah B'Avera. That's why the Chachamim say Sukkah Gezula is Pas. But I need Lacha to teach me that Mitzvah B'Avera applies even in this case, because I think, no, it only applies by Davar HaBol Ratzos. It's not going to apply by Sukkah, because Sukkah She'ul is Kshera, Kamash Malan, it even applies by Sukkah. Okay, these are the three basic sheepas. And tomorrow, to complete the circle, we have to look at the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a world-famous answer to this kasha. I want to look at the Minchas Chinuch with you together. I want to isolate all the assumptions of the Minchas Chinuch and to show you how the Rishonim and the Achronim could disagree with each one of his assumptions. He has a big Chiddush, a world-famous Chiddush, which we actually saw. The basic Chiddush we saw in some other Achronim on the first day of Shir, I think, opening day. So look at the Minchas Chinuch. Again, clarify what the Minchas Chinuch says. We'll look at his assumptions, then we'll show how others disagree, and then Mitzvah Hashem will go weiter in the next Mekorashi with this Noshim B'Mitzvah Sukkah and Ketan B'Mitzvah Sukkah. I'm not sure we're going to get to all of it. We'll see. Try to move on a little bit, and we'll get to as much as we can without pushing it too fast. Have a nice day.
I have a question about the Mitzvah. What the Mitzvah felt from Adam, you know,